the worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
One. And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Filling with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah! So great!
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Welcome to the holiday version of A Freak Accident, and unfortunately that means it's not a new episode, it means it's a best of episode. But that's not such a bad thing, and I'll explain why in a second. First of all, welcome. My name is Crisco. Obviously, I'm one of the hosts of A Freak Accident, in addition to Lazy E, Kara, and Mickey. And I am here, well technically I'm here, but I'm not here. This is a best of version of the podcast you would normally listen to. And how it works is we go back to past episodes of the show. We grab individually some of our favorite segments from those past episodes, and we bundle them all together and deliver them to you here. I usually do like an introduction into each segment to kind of explain like where we were at or what's going on there. And I also give you the date stamps for the episodes that we pull those segments from, because sometimes we'll like make reference to something that, you know, might be out of context or whatever. So you can go back, you can get context for some of the stuff that, you know, may not make sense. And you can also listen to those entire episodes if you want to. So I've referred to it before as like a taste test. I think some people have said that they like that comparison. It's like a taste test of A Freak Accident. We're giving you little bits and pieces of the show that we like, and hopefully it gives you kind of a broad experience of what this show is about. So if you're new, that's like really advantageous. Or if you've been around for a while listening to the show, it's your chance to hear some of your favorite moments again. You know, you might have even forgot about some of these things that we talked about. But that's basically what this is about. And it's because here the last 2 weeks of the year, we always take them off to deal with the holidays and family. And we know you're probably doing the same thing too. So if you do miss, you know, this episode, I mean, you're not going to have to feel pressured to catch up or make sure that you tune into the new episode. It kind of takes some pressure off of everybody. But it's, you know, it's just a nice way to fill the gap. And then, of course, obviously, we'll be back with new episodes come the new year. But we've got, let's see, looks like we got four segments planned for this best of episode, and we'll be getting into that in a minute. But first, got to take a second to talk to you about our sponsor, which is Parlor Beverages. Parlor is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down, but they're not just soda, they're a lifestyle. Parlor's rock and roll beverages feed off of the nostalgia of yesteryear. They're edgy and experimental, and they have something for everybody, with three delicious and unique flavors available now: root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer. And they also have really, really cool merchandise. A lot of the stuff, it like harkens back to, you know, older trends, older styles. I personally love the stuff. I think it's really cool. You might too. And I mean, obviously, you know, we're really coming down to the wire here on Christmas. But I don't know, maybe you can get somebody a New Year's present or a Russian Christmas present. There you go. The Parlor does ship anywhere in the United States, so they will come to you wherever you are. So take a minute, go to their website, drinkparlor.com, and order some of the best freaking root beer and some of their banging merch for yourself. And just because you're listening to this show right now, you get to take advantage of a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. Use that promo code for 20% off at drinkparlor.com, and you're welcome. Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer. Again, this is A Freak Accident. Our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, afreakaccident.com. And our email is freaks at afreakaccident.com. Now let's get into the best of.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where A Freak Accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect.
To start off this episode of the best of A Freak Accident, we're going going back to June of 2022. That's June 23rd episode where we talked about employees of different companies, different what do you want to call that? Like regions of business. I know that's probably not the right word, but they were offering tips for people about the places that they work. So basically like helpful hints, you know, stuff that you may or may not know, a little bit of how the sausage is made. And we offer some tips of our own. It's on now on the Best of a Freak Accident.
My favorite song about work.
Work from home?
Yeah.
Do you miss working from home?
Not at all.
He likes being in the office, even when he has to go back there at 9 o'clock at night after finishing recording the podcast.
Aw, that's how much he likes it.
Yeah. You could just go home and finish your work there, but no.
I could work from home.
This is from BuzzFeed. If you go to a place often enough, a business, you may think that you know how things work, but, well, you might be surprised to find out what some secrets are.
Yeah, unless you work there, you have no idea.
Yeah, you never know.
No.
Even the people who work there arguably don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the top five from this list from BuzzFeed. It is a thread online where employees were sharing tips or secrets about where they work, and these are some of the highlights. So be wary of ketchup bottles on diner tables.
Dinner tables?
I guess dinner tables. This says diner. It's not the word dinner. It's diner.
Like when you're at a diner.
Oh, like just only at diners? All right, I guess. Well, that's normally where they're at.
Yeah, right? Like, you know, you go to like, well, most of it, yours doesn't.
No, we don't do that.
Around the room here at Beans, there's no...
I don't trust people and their sticky fingers.
Well, maybe that's part of what this is. So it says, we used to top off our table's containers of ketchup every night with fresh ketchup. But
ew.
We would never clean out the containers.
That's gross. That's actually so gross.
Even after months or years.
Oh, no. What?
What year ketchup would you like? I'd like that 89, please. Thank you.
So they're just like loading new ketchup on top of the old stuff over and over and over again. That's disgusting.
I'm also assuming these are the glass ketchup bottles too, because though, you know, those are sometimes hard to get the ketchup out. It says to make matters worse, customers would stick their used knives or forks in them to serve themselves.
Oh,
so
sure,
you're just getting a nice healthy dose of bacteria.
You hit
on
the
your...
57.
You know, I literally just learned that the other day.
Yeah, that's all you do. You hit the 57 and the ketchup comes out.
Literally just learned that. But anyway, that was also a ketchup bottle on a table in a restaurant that probably had 55-year-old ketchup in it.
Mm-mm.
Now you know.
I do, and I wish I didn't.
Yeah, but there's going to be probably more.
Think of the powerful constitution I'm building in my stomach, though, by exposing it to these things.
You're building yourself a mega colon. Welcome to the club.
Very exciting. Yeah, so, Mickey.
That's why we don't do that on our tables.
No.
So gross. Yeah.
Number four is skip the fruit in drinks and cocktails. No one uses tongs or gloves, and fingers are filthy behind the bar moving between soda guns, rags, and money.
Yeah, we use tongs and gloves here. Thanks. Even though we don't have bar, but we have fruit drinks.
Well, when you think about it, though, at a bar...
A lot of places don't. Nope.
Yeah. I mean, those bartenders, especially in the busy places, they're doing a million things all at once. That whole back bar is covered in bacteria and germs and
all
sorts of nastiness.
Although you're working with alcohol, so it's killing everything.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
And maybe it's good for you.
I'm not sure that's how it works.
It's building up your immunity by getting infected by all the germs every time you have a drink.
Sure.
Well, that was like those disgusting ice luges. You don't remember those?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was their game plan with the alcohol pouring down and why everybody could put their mouth on the end of the ice luge.
Every single person would tongue punch the same part of the ice luge. So it'd be...
Nope. Ugh.
You're basically just, you know... Tongue kissing everybody else at that place who's deciding to partake.
Nope.
Mm-mm. But it's alcohol. It kills all the bacteria.
That is true, though. Alcohol is medicinal. So, like, you know, bad medicine, good medicine. It all balances out. It washes to zero.
Yeah. If you look at all the like old timey shows when they have to perform surgery, they always spill like whiskey on it before they cut into the
And that's why they keep doing that.
And that's why all those people die.
Yeah.
What was the life expectancy back then? Like 30?
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I was like 15 years old, and you're like halfway through life.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Can't trust these doctors today. You know who I trust? The Lone Ranger.
That's what the restaurants are doing, yes.
Yeah, who just poured bourbon on his gunshot wounds. He's fine. Number three, if you're buying a mattress at an actual mattress store, buy it in springtime. Specifically in the middle of springtime.
Ooh, I don't know why.
That's when it gets incredibly slow and they have the best sales.
Ah. Oh, okay. I thought this was going to also be another like germy thing with people laying on the mattress or something.
I thought there was going to be a spring joke in there somewhere because spring in the bed.
Well.
Damn.
That usually is the sale, the name of the sale, though, yeah. Isn't it? You've manufactured enough commercials over the years to know this.
Yes, I do.
I wonder why spring and not fall.
Maybe fall is the busiest. People are getting ready for winter. They want to hibernate.
But who wants to move a mattress into their house in winter?
Right.
Well, I guess in the Northeast. But yeah, no, I know. But I'm saying, like, also winter is not the slowest time either.
You know, that doesn't make sense either, though, because I was going to say, like, the real estate market is typically busiest in the spring and early summer. And you would think like, oh, well, somebody moving into a new house is going to maybe want to get a new bed, a new mattress. But like this flies in the face of that. Yeah. This is saying that it's not busy.
Maybe they're liars.
Maybe.
That's what it is. All mattress sales are liars.
Listen, I've had my suspicion for years that Mattress Firm is just like a cover. It's a front for something else.
Oh, it absolutely is.
There's too many of them. Yeah. And if you've ever looked inside one, nobody's ever in there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. There's always commercials advertising them, but, like, nobody ever... You never see anybody parked out front or anyone shopping in there.
Maybe they're actually a lawyer place. It's the
mattress firm.
Oh, it's
the...
Dun-dun.
Yeah, attorney mattress and futon.
Yeah.
Number two is don't make the bed before you leave a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be taken apart anyway for cleaning. And if it looks unslept in, it could get overlooked and not get changed.
I don't ever make my bed at a hotel. Am I
supposed
to? Yeah,
why would you? That's like half the fun of
I don't make mine at home.
I know.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Neither do I. But isn't that like half the fun of staying in a hotel? Like you don't have to worry about cleaning it up afterward?
And plus, when you're making sure you have all your stuff with you, don't you pull the blankets out and smush them all around the room just to make sure nothing's in them anyway?
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to make sure
there's
nothing crawling around in there. Or there's not like a turd in there or something.
Why would someone do this?
I don't know.
Crazy people. Weird people.
Oh, now you're a garbage person too.
Yeah, it's fine.
Nice.
I'm going to make things easier on the housekeeping
staff. People can
poop
in bed sometimes. They may have sensory issues.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know what their story is. Maybe they have IBC. IBS. That's it. It's IBSC. That's it.
They got that Crohn's disease. You know, it happens sometimes. Although that's offensive against old people because you're calling it Crohn's. Like old crone. Get it?
Like old crone. Oh, my God.
What's the last one?
The direction.
Mickey's so over this segment already. Yeah, he's like, just get it over with. At a concert venue, the best sound will be directly in front of the engineer at the main soundboard.
I knew that.
Duh.
Yeah.
I learned that from our old morning show guy at the radio station. He always said, just stay by the sound guy.
Who, Bone used to say that? Yeah.
Stay by the sound guy.
Where they're hearing it.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Murray, is that true? You're the sound guy for half of the Eastern Seaboard?
I don't know. Oh, my God.
He doesn't endeavor to make anybody sound good. He just plugs them in and whatever. They'll figure it out.
It's God's will now.
Yeah, the douche guitarist is just going to crank his amp up and ruin the mix anyway, so it doesn't even matter. There's those five. Mickey, what's like a secret or something about this place, like something that people don't know that...
It's not about this. So this happened this past week. We had our open mic night, and then we had bands the following night. In 2 days in a row, I had previous employees of the previous establishment here, and they walked in and they went, man, it's really clean in here. And they're talking to us. Right. So problem number one.
They were a restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah,
problem number one. So then they start telling us how they used to work here. I was like, how bad was the kitchen? They're like, really bad. I was like, do you want to see what it looks like now? The amount of exuberance in their face when they saw the kitchen was clean.
Oh my gosh.
Two people in two different nights.
I got one about an industry secret.
Okay.
If anybody ever, if you go to a place that has a breadboard, ask to have the bread on a plate. Because I'll tell you how they clean those breadboards.
They don't.
They don't.
No, they use the rags that they clean the tables, and they brush it off.
Well, yeah, because you can't put those in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
It'll destroy them.
So they just...
Oh, it's gross.
Just ask for the plate.
Yeah.
Never take a breadboard.
Yeah.
Here's an insider secret.
Oh, man.
For radio. I'm going to blow the lid off this.
Oh, no.
You ready? Radio stations don't take requests.
I don't know what you're talking
ever.
About.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It's just there's your insider secret. There's your secret. Radio stations don't take requests. It doesn't happen. Everything is pre-programmed and timed out, and there's a rotation, and they don't take your requests. Sorry.
Kara, what do you have to tell us about the garbage business?
I'll tell you a secret.
What's going on with the bowling alley business? What's the secret about that?
That the rental
shoes.
No, the rental shoes actually are cleaned. They're probably the cleanest thing in the bowling alley.
Oh, no.
Are the balls ever cleaned?
I hope
that got caught on mic.
That's what she said. No, before COVID, we really hardly ever touched them.
Gross.
So, yeah, it's gross. But now we do routinely kind of disinfect, but not. You can't do it after every person. It's just too hard.
That's Did you say said. the hoes are laughing?
What does that have to do with anything? I don't even care, really.
You're talking about watching.
All right, fair enough. So. If you've got a secret for somewhere you work, though, freaks@afreakaccident.com is our email. Send us an email and let us know the secret. We will keep you anonymous. We don't even need to mention the name of your business. But
We want to know.
Yeah, we want to know what's really going on. So freaks@afreakaccident.com.
The best of a freak accident. Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
I don't know how much of what women do is meant specifically to attract attention from men. We went into detail about six specific insecurities women like basically hold in high importance. Men actually just really don't care about them at all. So again, kind of more of like a behind the scenes look into what's really going on inside a man's head besides just, the sound of drool dripping somewhere. It's from the April 14th, 2022 episode, and it's on now on the Best of a Freak Accident.
I should let it be. It's just my insecurity.
And you got to do this with it. You got to put your finger on your ear and then just go, oh.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's how you sing.
Okay. Mickey, is that true?
It's a magic button.
Oh,
it is true.
Yeah. Oh, dang, I never knew that. No wonder I'm so awful at singing. I never press it. All right. This is from BuzzFeed. There was a Reddit thread. So it's from BuzzFeed,
wow.
But it was originated in Reddit. So
this is
double
good.
Trouble, yep. Double dragon, daily double.
Whoa.
Double mint gum. There's a Reddit thread going viral about things women tend to be insecure about because they think these are things that guys care about.
Hmm.
But they might care less than you think.
Oh.
A bunch of men weighed in. Here are a few examples.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
This sounds good.
Number one, Kara, you're going to be incredibly disappointed.
What?
Boob size.
What?
She just did like the Valley Girl head wag and
yep.
finger snap even. I thought I saw one in
Wait,
there.
Wait, are you trying to tell me that women think guys are concerned about their boob size and they're not?
We're not.
Not really, no.
All right.
She got over that fast.
Yeah, to say it best from one commenter, a good portion of us don't give a crap about that. And he's probably right. Like, in my case, he is. I mean, granted, I'm not going to say that I don't care at all. But honestly, I don't know about you. And I'm just being honest here. I'm a bit more of a booty man than a boob man. So you can get away with having nothing going on in the boob section. But got to have that booty.
That was nice and clean.
Yeah.
I tried to keep it as clean as possible.
Yep,
while also coming off as perverted as I possibly could. I think I struck a good balance.
Yeah. You hit the...
You agree, yeah. though, right? Like, boobs don't really matter all that much.
No, they never did for me.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can pass. I
mean, cool.
Number two, women are apparently insecure about freckles.
I
don't
know.
Have any to know.
I know girls that are that way. I know a couple redheads that hate it. Because redheads are susceptible to getting freckles a lot.
Yeah, but why? Freckles are awesome.
I don't know.
I think it depends on how many freckles you have and if you personally care about them or not. I don't really care. I mean, I think I have some that are starting to form, but I can't tell for sure if it's a freckle or if it's just like...
cancer.
Skin.
It could be anything.
Or if it's going to die next week. I'm not sure. It's one or the other, but...
It's a worm. You know, it's one of those bot flies that, you know, leave their eggs in your skin and then they burrow in there and you don't find out about it until it becomes a legion.
Oh, you just ruined Kara's night.
Yeah, they have to extract them and they're alive when they come out.
I feel a little sick about that.
Very sorry. Don't puke up all your sugar. No, actually, I think freckles are awesome. I think they're adorable.
I'm neither here nor there with them.
So it doesn't matter to you at all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, women are apparently who have them are insecure about them.
Some of them are.
Whether it's a few on your face or lots all over. But a lot of guys think they're sexy. Not something you should feel like you have to cover with makeup. I'm more lean in that direction. I think there's no reason to be ashamed or insecure about them, for
sure.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Some women put fake freckles on now.
Is that true?
There's actual makeup that they actually put it on, like, as part of their makeup routine.
I would like to say I'm surprised. I'm not.
No, you shouldn't be.
Yeah. What about, have you two ever been insecure about boobs?
No. No. Not insecure, more just like sometimes I get irritated because like things don't fit like I want them to.
Because of the boobs.
I don't even know if it's boobs or if it's just the thickness of my back leading up to my boobs. I'm not really sure if it is actually my boobs.
The thickness of your back leading up to your boobs.
Like, is it the actual boob cup portion or is it like the thickness of my torso?
She's got a hunchback.
I'm
mean,
a little
you know,
more concerned
true.
About my torso than my boobs.
Difficult to know under those circumstances.
Do you guys have opinions on torsos?
Number three is...
She has something. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, the women's clothing, the way they cut them is terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that is definitely true.
Yeah.
I can say that. Another thing that's annoyed me, not to sidetrack too much, but women's pants apparently don't have functional pockets.
Yes, they do.
Well, some do.
Some. Others do not.
Wait, actually.
Are you wearing a pair that don't have functional pockets?
These have functional back pockets.
But the side ones are
sewn
shut.
But the front
that's
are
obnoxious.
Not functional.
Then what's the point?
I know. Why even have them on there at all?
I know.
It's like false hope because you're walking over to the clothing rack and you're like, ooh, women's pants with pockets. And you put them on and you go to put your hands in your pockets and just nothing. Nothing
I walk
at
around
all.
Like this with my hands just off to the side when I wear these pants.
You're doing like a weird duck thing?
Yeah.
Like,
I was laughing earlier today because my manager was actually trying to get her hands in her pockets and she did have fake pockets at the front. She's like, I hate these pants. I can't put my keys in here.
I know. That sucks.
Yep.
Who would allow that? That just seems like a really filthy, dirty trick.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, like, Hello Nurse found a dress that had pockets in it, and it was like, you know.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it was, again, the best thing that's ever happened in the history of the Earth.
Yes.
But number three is cellulite, stretch marks, and anything else that might be considered a blemish.
Yeah. I know a lot of girls are worried about that. They sell creams for cellulite.
Does that even actually work, though?
Probably not.
It's like caffeine, so basically it just kind of like...
Dehydrates your skin.
Yeah, and makes the dimples look not less dimply, I guess.
Because that's really all it's doing is it's sucking the hydration out of the skin to make it tighter, but it's just constricting.
Yeah.
It's not getting actually
tighter. Nobody told them that the photo shoots they do are massively edited and the women get covered in spray paint makeup.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Just one soft filter in Photoshop.
Sure.
And you can eliminate like 90% of that. But again, from my perspective, I feel like it's unnecessary. Really doesn't matter.
Even really skinny people can have cellulite and
stretch
marks and whatever. So it doesn't really reflect your... I mean, if I would be self-conscious about it if it's in regards to my health, that I'm worried about the fact that because I have this is making me less healthy... because obviously I'm super healthy with all the sugar I ate today. But I don't think as far as like the look, I don't know. Guys, I don't really do.
I don't care. No.
I don't think Mickey really cares.
I don't give a damn.
Yeah, you don't care either.
You pay attention to that at all?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Men don't notice them as much as you think. Mm. One guy said he never noticed his girlfriend's cellulite until she pointed it out.
Mm. So. Aw, that's kind of sweet.
It's just not something that I really think about. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's not like I've never gone around with like a checklist of things where like, you know, oh yeah, I have to inspect. You know what I mean? Like when you're going out to buy a used car or something like that. You know, it's like, oh, well, you know, the
fresh produce.
Yeah, the trim.
Checking the peach.
Yeah, the trim doesn't line up on the left quarter panel. You know, it's something's wrong here.
Yeah.
And it's not like that. Number four, body hair. For example, a lot of women would freak out if a guy rubbed their leg and there was stubble.
I probably would have done that early on in my dating times, but now...
Now it's the Amazon.
She's
got a rainforest in the lower quadrant.
It's almost like the hair on my head. No.
She braids it.
Your leg hair?
Yeah. French braid it.
Mickey, your thoughts?
What?
What?
Am I supposed to have thoughts
on
this?
Have you ever been self-conscious about having hairy legs?
No.
Do you have hairy legs?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, no. I think I actually shaved last night. Because I shaved my head, therefore I shaved my legs.
So, like, once a month.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, that's about where I'm at.
I got the razor. Let's just do
everything. I definitely went, like, 2 months because of everything going on. Yeah. My hair, I don't know if you saw it the other day, I was like koosh ball.
It was getting koosh ball level.
It was like, okay, I was to the point where I could actually put the short hair behind my ears to get it out of my way. I'm like, this needs to go.
Yeah.
Yep. But no. Insecurities on hairy legs? No.
Mickey, I don't think, has insecurities about anything, really.
I don't think so either.
I don't care.
Yeah.
anything.
So, horrible sample size for like any kind of study, like asking Mickey's opinion on it is like,
I will say that I would be insecure, not just in front of guys, but in front of myself and just any people about, and I know most women don't care about this, but underarm hair, I'm not like a big fan of that for some reason. Not just on women. I don't like it at all, but I think men need to have it, but I think it's the underarm. I don't think I like underarms.
You don't like the armpits?
I don't think I like the armpits at all.
You don't like the pits?
Yeah, I think I'm out on the pits completely.
Pits are the pits, according to Kara.
We're getting a shirt made that
another,
says that.
Is that another one of those chuggy words saying it's the pits? I feel like it is.
No, I think that's from the 50s.
It might be.
The 1950s. The 1850s. Okay, go on.
I was just like, of course the 1950s.
Legs, I don't know. But like, arm hair? Like, I've known girls who, like, shave their arm hair, too. And it's like, why do that? Like, that doesn't make any sense at all.
I don't do that.
Anyway, number five, your face without makeup. Some women would do anything to avoid being seen
with a
naked face. Yeah. Like, yeah. I've never, you know, Hello Nurse very rarely wears makeup. Even when she does, it's usually just very light. Like, she doesn't go overboard with it. And it's like, and she looks great without it.
I mean, I could understand it because obviously doing makeup artistry for so long, I would run into girls that were modeling and they'd ask me all the time because I didn't have time to put on makeup, yet I'm doing their makeup. And they're like, how are you okay with just like, coming out here and not wearing makeup? And for the longest time I was kind of like, I don't get it, but that's what they do for a living, is they're getting made up. They don't know how to look without their makeup.
Well, you know what's weird though, and I'll say, like, do you wear a lot of makeup? Mm-mm. Not typically, right? I mean, you do. Didn't you sell it for a while?
Sell skincare.
Oh, you sell skincare stuff. Okay. Yeah. So like, here's the thing though, right? So the two of you don't use makeup. Both of you look fantastic, like just totally natural. You look great, right?
But not everyone can look like us, Chris.
I will say this though, and I don't know how this works necessarily. Maybe there's a reason for it, but like I do see some women who really use a lot of makeup.
Sure.
And then when you do see a picture of them without makeup, and it's like, how can you like that is a ridiculously drastic difference.
Yep.
Like, and it's like I don't know how. Like, it can be like that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not necessarily...
Because highlights and contours are fantastic.
But I guess, like, what I'm saying is, like, is it possible that, like, you let certain aspects of your, like, your appearance go because you're just like, well, I fill that in with makeup to make it
possibly
perfect. Therefore, like, it doesn't look that good on its own. Whereas, like, if you're not really, you know, worried about makeup that much, then you kind of just look normal and fine.
Possibly.
I don't know. It's a weird way of
makeup,
saying it, maybe.
Wearing makeup consistently is not great for your skin. Mm-hmm. It's about as good as smoking. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're going to do some damage to your skin regardless if you're constantly wearing makeup.
Yeah, you got
to
figure you're plugging all your pores up.
And even if you use good skincare, if you're using makeup all the time, you're still going to age yourself. It's just part of it.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on makeup?
Proofreader really doesn't wear it. And I'm fine.
Yeah.
It's not like I come home and be like, put on lipstick!
You gotta have that lipstick on when I get home, woman.
Look beautiful!
As he like is picking his nose. And number six, gray hairs. Silver streaks and natural hair color in general are both kind of in fashion right now. A lot of guys wish it was always the trend. I don't have a problem with gray hair at all. It's no big deal.
I don't have a problem with it, but I know a lot of girls that do.
Well, again, I dye my hair like crazy.
Is it just like, maybe it's a shock factor for most girls? Like, I'm getting old, therefore I have gray hair.
I have gray hairs.
I have a lot of gray hair.
I have it in my beard.
I don't like
it. I haven't found one yet. No, wait. I think Murderer found one when he was cutting my hair a couple months ago. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't dyed my hair in a long time,
You're very lucky. Consider yourself very lucky. I color it like crazy.
Yours changes color a lot, too.
Yeah.
Is it a mood?
Yeah, it's a mood hair.
It's never really been like an unnatural color, though. Not that I'm necessarily am against that either, but...
I had blue hair for a little while. Well, actually, not even my whole head was blue, though. It was just like underneath blue for a little while years ago, but I never... After that, I never went like unnatural again. It was always some shade of something that someone would maybe have, but I like to mix it up. And also hide my gray hair. I'm not a fan of gray hair. And it's not because I'm self-conscious about it. It's just because I don't like it. I don't like the look of it for myself.
I guess like that's like all. Personal preference, maybe. Right? Maybe I don't know. Maybe it does have something to do with insecurity, though. Like maybe there's like a subconscious insecurity there. You know?
Oh my God, I got it. I already know our next Super Bowl bet. If Kara loses, she can't dye her hair for a month.
That really wouldn't...
A month? No, you'd have to... I think it takes about... I usually get my hair dyed every 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Why would you tell me?
Oh, I don't...
Okay, so here's if she loses the next Super Bowl bet, she can't dye her hair for a year.
Ooh, guys, you don't want to see that.
I do. Now I have to. Now we have to make sure we win.
And then if we lose, we have to dye our hair gray.
I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah.
Silver I feel Fox. Like it should be fun colors.
Yeah, can I instead of
whatever color of the team?
There we go.
Oh, come on, Bengals! Come on, Bengals!
It's the best of a freak accident. If you need to listen to a freak accident, we've got what you need.
How perfect!
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
The best of a freak accident continues now. You know, we all, I think, have... things that we silently judge people for. Now, specifically, silent judgment, that's like the kind of thing, like, you're not being openly brazen about that you think, you know, this is a bad thing. It's just something that you kind of hold near and dear to yourself, and you might think to yourself, like, ugh, I would never. You know, so basically, we go into that. We asked our listeners, this might have been a listener active, but we offered some of our own things that we silently judge people for. And it was a fun conversation from September 1st, 2022, on now on the Best of a Freak Accident.
So please don't judge me. I won't judge you.
Wow. There was a thread on Reddit asking people, what do you silently judge other people for? Mm-hmm. Now, that would be, I guess, how would you describe silently judging?
Being her.
I mean, yes, but...
I mean, I don't get the I get the concept of judging, but, I mean, it's asking a question, but not asking the question.
I mean, I guess in my mind, the silently judging thing is just when you see somebody doing something and it's not something you would ever point out to anybody else, but in your own mind, you're thinking, yeah, of course. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm thinking of you in this way.
Yeah, I bet there's this is true about them because they do that.
Because you stereotype them.
Yeah. Even if, and I guess it would be silently judging because you're not necessarily saying it out loud or calling them out on it or, like, you know, telling other people, oh, guess what Kara does in her freezer.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. Just so many people are judgmental these days. I could tell just by looking at them.
That's good.
There's two things I can't stand. People who indulge of other people's cultures and the Dutch. So we pitched this out to our listeners. Now, first of all, before we get to our listeners, us here at the table, we here at the table, Lazy E, what is something that you silently judge people for?
When I'm at the gas station and somebody buys $100 worth of lottery tickets. Mm-hmm. The scratchers.
Yeah.
And I will never say anything to these people, but I'm like, you know, if you take that $100 and you put it in your wallet, you're going to win.
That's true.
So also, I judge people who say crick.
Instead of creek?
Yeah.
Now, the dictionary does say that that is an acceptable, but I agree with you. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong.
Guess what? The original dictionary didn't say crick.
Right.
So, the creek is how you say it. In what world
does... You didn't watch Dawson's Creek?
Do two E's make an it sound?
Yeah, ick.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to spell ick now. E-E-K.
You're such a geek.
You know those flying insects, they're polliners? You know, biz.
Oh, I saw a bit outside the other day.
Yeah, my, a bit.
My niz hurt.
My niz. Oh, I could tell she was sick the other day because she was whizzing.
All these jokes are free.
You know what I love? You know what I love of my ham sandwich? Some chiz.
You gotta watch with that one.
Chiz.
Yes. Chiz whiz.
Chiz whiz. No.
Chizweez.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if we go by that logic, then the I sound is
yeah. Yeah. God.
Oh, that was fun.
I could do a whole segment like this.
Kara, what do you silently judge people for?
I judge people how they treat their animal, like their dogs and stuff when they walk them.
Mm. Okay.
Like, right. Let them sniff for a minute. They don't get out much. Give them a second.
Yeah.
You know?
Fair.
Be nice to them. They're just living their lives. I do judge that.
Okay, Mickey, unfurl your scroll.
Yeah. Don't.
It's going to roll down
the stairs.
I'm
just going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's going to unfurl and roll down the stairs and out the door and down the street.
The street.
Yeah.
The street.
I think when people talk out loud about what they do for work, like trying to be like egomaniacs about it.
Like brag on themselves?
Yeah. Mm. That's when I start the judging.
Like that guy that Kara interviewed with.
I'm a big deal. Yeah. Yep.
Jeez, that guy. I still think about that guy and it makes me mad.
He was painful.
Yeah.
Ugh. Jerk.
What a disgusting degenerate.
Yeah.
I think he's sharing the oxygen with us. That precious air. There's less of it all the time. Anyway. For me, honestly, it's a combination of it's people who don't bother to put any effort into being aware of either their surroundings or where things are. Like if, for instance, if there's a sign right above your head and you don't read it and it very clearly gives you direction of some kind and you just don't do it because you can't be bothered, I'm definitely judging you.
Yeah.
And one thing that comes to mind is that the last place that I worked, when I worked at the nursing facility, right?
Oh, the door with the sign on it.
I've mentioned that before. For new listeners, so there was the front door was locked. You had to press a buzzer in order to get buzzed in. Now, obviously, the buzzer wasn't actually next to the door. It was on a pole that was, when you're standing at the door, it was slightly behind you. So, like, I could understand some of the potential confusion. So, what I did was I made a big sign with big words, big text, step-by-step instructions, and pictures that said, step back to the white pole, and there's a picture. It's with a red circle around the white pole. And then it says, on the white pole, you will find the buzzer. And then I had a picture of where the buzzer is on the pole with an arrow pointing to it.
Oh my God.
And I said, step up to the buzzer, press this button. And I had an arrow pointing in a circle around the button. Literally, you could not, if you just had basic functioning skills, motor skills, you could figure this out. And anytime I would have somebody walk up and just try and wrench the door open on their own, bang on the door, or my favorite thing would, I would watch them press the key card reader, which did not look anything like the thing in the picture. And I would go out and I would say, sir, the thing is on the pole behind you. Sir, man, the thing's on the pole behind you. Just moving forward. You know where it's at. And like, oh, I was following this and it said to, it doesn't work. I'm like, yeah, that's not that. That thing is back there. You would know that if you'd followed the pictures and the instructions. So again, it's just, I am always judging you if you don't use your brain and just pay attention and read.
Yeah, when people.
But I'm the judgy one.
Yeah, I know.
I judge people on that as well, in the sense that I view it as, it's not that they're stupid. I think that they have this entitlement.
Oh, sure.
Like, that rule's not for me. Like, do you know when that was a big thing? When mask mandate was on?
Oh, sure.
Listen, yeah. If you like it, you don't like it, whatever. But if a store says you have to wear a mask, you have to wear, and that doesn't mean on your chin.
Right, yeah.
No, well, people think everything is up for negotiation. You know, like, I don't want to do this, so therefore you have to bend to my, you know, my whim or whatever always.
My entitlement.
Yeah. But I will say that sign sounds like the kind of sign that I would go to a place and see it and I go, they must have people that don't do this all the time. Like, you think of it in your mind, you go, this must have happened so many times they had to make a sign for it.
Yeah, yep. or literally, like, at the current part-time job, people will go, hey, can you tell me where the blinds are? Okay, sure. Head down that way. You see that aisle that says blinds on the end of it? Just turn down there. Everything you need.
I know we don't need to stay on the sign thing, but at the bowling alley, we have a lottery machine, like a self-serve terminal that's just a big box, you know? And there's two entry, like two little scanners. And one says, insert tickets here to be like scanned. And then the other one says, insert money here. No tickets. Okay? But there's green arrows on the one with the tickets. And there's dollar bill signs on the one for the money. Those arrows, that's the only thing anybody sees.
Yeah.
My machine ripped me off. Your machine ripped me off. It took my money. And then you open it and you go, well, that's because you put it in the ticket slot, not the money slot. The machine still ripped me off. Okay. Don't. Right. I'm judging you when you do that for sure.
Yeah. Here's what some of our listeners had to say. I have a couple, and I know, Kara, you have substantially more. Let's see. The first one says, how they raise their kids. I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's kind of the same thing as, like, you know, not, I'm not comparing your kids to dogs, but sure. How you treat your animals, how you raise your kids. Rachel St. Pierre says, being my sister.
Oh, my God.
I get a feeling that that judgment is not that silent, though.
Mm-hmm.
Can't imagine where I might have got that from. Kara, what do you have?
All right, I got a couple here. Doug says, nothing. I judge them loudly. So,
All right.
Thanks, Doug. Andrea says, behavior to the weaker.
Ah.
Yeah, the way you treat people that you perceive are less than you.
Mm-hmm.
That means you think there's lesser people.
Right, exactly.
There isn't.
Right.
Jack says, spelling. How you spell things. And that's true. That's a big thing now, too, like the apostrophes and like your and all that kind of stuff.
There.
Yeah, all that stuff.
I know Hello Nurse judges people who can't differentiate between your, there. Like, that's a harsh judgment from her.
Oh, I'm going to write her a letter, and it's just going to be all wrong.
All wrong.
Tyler says open mouth chewing.
Yeah.
I know you don't like that, E.
No. Sound like you called me daddy.
I know you don't like that, daddy. Paul and Rob both said your taste in music. Like, if they doesn't agree with them, they kind of judge people for that.
I mean, I guess as long as you're silently judging it, like,
let me guess, they're metalheads.
Yeah, they said they don't like people that
why
do rap.
What is it about metalheads being super snobby about judging other people
know.
For their music taste?
I don't
taste?
Get that at all.
Like, I don't judge people for your music taste unless you like country, like, a lot. Then I'm judging you. But anything else, it doesn't matter. You know, if it's fine.
Yeah, I always, music is subjective.
Yeah.
Everybody hears stuff differently.
I think there are types of music that are worse than others, but if you like it, whatever.
Yeah, that's, who cares?
It's your deal. Yeah, you could, like, you know, pots and pans getting smashed together. That's fine.
It's called Skrillex. The guy is called Skrillex.
Okay.
Okay, there's a lot more on here, but this one I think I like. It kind of sums up everything. Andy says, probably the same things that I do myself. Think about
it. Yeah.
A little bit of projection there. What are things you're silently judging people for? Probably some of the same stuff I'm doing, and just you don't realize it.
Sure.
And I think that's a good way to kind of maybe wrap chill it up yourself
on something to think about.
Yeah. Yeah. Take that thought home with you. Tuck that one away for later.
I have some more from the actual Reddit thread.
Let's do it. Too.
Okay. So I got people who are just super judgy. They always have something negative to say about someone.
But isn't that hypocritical?
Yes.
No. Cognitive dissonance is a major problem. Okay. Nobody understands that. I think he just went cross-eyed again.
I know.
Listening to me say those words made it hurt him.
Right now in my head it's going, hello? Cog-a-choo-choo?
So one person said, when people hype themselves up too much, they also included saying things like, that wouldn't fly with me, or everyone knows not to mess with me.
Oh,
yeah. I'll have your back until you cross me. Like, because you're super necessary to the continued proliferation of the human race.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yep.
We'll be missing out a lot if your genes cease to exist. being nasty to service workers.
Yes.
Goes along with what he said. You think that those people are your servants because they happen to be waiting on your table. And how you treat those people is, you know, indicative of a wider issue.
Yeah, and you have to keep it in your mind. Those tips are pretty much their pay.
Sure.
They get a very, very small amount in a paycheck hourly.
Leaving the bathroom without washing your hands is another one.
Yeah, that's gross.
When people poke fun at other people's appearance or clothes, that's just generally rude. I mean, that's, you know, I think that's fair to judge perfectly if you're just a bad person like that. When people leave an empty cup or other trash on a shelf at the store.
Oh my God.
How
can you relate, Crisco?
Yeah, I can relate. Yeah, these freaking animals. There's garbage cans all over the place.
I mean, you have coworkers that do that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That goes along with number one, though, littering, which admittedly is something I judge harshly for. Yeah.
I saw a guy who he has a reel, like he does all of these reels on Facebook. And what he does is he sits there and he watches people come out of this one area. I guess a lot of people litter around there. Throws down the thing. There's a garbage can right there. And he goes, sir, that. It's the garbage right there. What are you doing? And the person's like, well, I was busy. He goes, I was busy.
What?
My thing is, I never understand people who go on hikes and litter. It's like, you had to carry it out there, carry it back.
Right, yeah.
There's typically less of it to carry back because whatever was in there, you've used.
Right.
So why is this difficult?
Yeah, what if it's urine?
You just do that on the ground. You don't need to do you carry your pee around with you?
Keep me warm.
Oh!
You're listening to the best of A Freak Accident. A Freak Accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
Rounding things off here, a little bit of dating advice. Maybe that's a New Year's resolution of yours. You want to, like, date or something in the new year or improve your relationship situation. We got 10 of the worst things you can do while flirting. From the episode that we released on April 28th, that says, 2022, on now, on the Best of a Freak Accident.
The song by a funk group called Cameo.
Which is funny because this is not the music that you would play to seduce anybody.
Nope.
I would.
Flirt.
Sounds like, flirt. Sounds like fart.
Yeah. Which
fart.
I mean, admittedly, is perfect for this show.
Flirt.
That's when you fart when you flirt.
Yeah.
Flirt. Flirting. Normalize flirting. So this is from the Daily Mail. A new study identified 69 different traits we find.
Yeah, nice.
Well, somebody did point out that Elon managed to fit the number 420 into his offer to take over Twitter because the shares are paying out at 5420.
Oh.
that sly devil. That was all on purpose, wasn't it? Yeah. He probably did initially think about offering it at $69 a share, yeah. and he's just like, it's too obvious.
Yeah,
it's
right.
too
yeah,
obvious.
Yeah, we don't want to be that crude.
Right. So there's 69 different traits that we find off-putting when somebody flirts with us. Over 700 people ranked them according to how bad they think they are, and we have here for you the 10 worst. Okay? Okay. So what I can't wait to find out is how many of these we've done.
Oh, I'm screwed.
Number 10, not being attractive enough.
Yep. Well,
I feel like
I got it. I did it. We're off to a good start.
That seems incredibly vague.
I have no words. It doesn't make sense.
It's not something you really have control over, does it?
And it's so subjective.
Pound of makeup will fix it.
Yeah, but that...
it's subjective. You can't
it is.
Just be...
I can just look at you and smile like this.
Now, this goes on to say it includes how you dress and present yourself, not just being naturally good-looking.
Okay. That is more
understandable than attractive.
Right.
So if you dress like a sloven freak when you show up on your first date or whatever...
Pajama pants.
Right, yeah.
They used to call me the sloven freak in high school.
You walk up to them, try to put the moves on them. You're like, hey, baby. You know, doing like the butt head
the ketchup
thing.
Spilled on your shirt.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
You take a bite out of your taco and it all fires out the other side. You know
Guess
what I mean?
What I had to eat and have her sniff your shirt.
Oh, yeah. Or like crusty yellow teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Number 9 is excessive intimacy. In other words, pouring it on too thick or getting handsy.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Murray, are you listening?
The one time I had this one first date.
Who
I
got
had,
handsy with you?
Everybody. No, but we were at the movies and I had to do it. I did the classic yawn and put my arm around her and I go, I'm so sorry.
Immediately apologize.
Because I just had to do it once.
I'm so sorry, buddy. Number 8 is a lack of humor and self-esteem. It's not clear why these two are combined, humor and self-esteem.
Maybe if you're too heavy on the self-deprecating humor, it's not funny?
Potentially, I guess. But that could be hilarious, though.
Could be hilarious.
Yeah, I got the face of a foot. And Although the foot of a face.
I was told by Lazy E recently privately, hey man, you joke about killing yourself an awful lot. I was like, well, okay, yeah, I'll try to work on that. Thanks for the advice.
We're starting to get worried.
That one kind of was the context for what he's saying. Yeah. It's like, it concerns me slightly. Yeah.
Maybe that's what they're referring to.
Maybe, I don't know. That is, I mean, I can admit though, people who don't have a sense of humor to me are just off-putting in general. Not even in like a flirtatious romantic sense. In general, if you like are the kind of person who doesn't laugh at my cheesy jokes, I don't know. There's just a wall between us that cannot be traversed.
Wait, does that mean that they don't have a sense of humor or that you don't have a sense of humor?
Could be either or.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty good at making people laugh, though. I like to think anyway.
Why is everybody looking at me?
I was waiting for the snarky response. Go,
oh, yeah, right.
Nope. I just think you're hilarious.
Oh, that!
Oh, that sarcasm was so thick.
What was that thing about me? How I felt when I saw that video of Tyson? I feel fragile and small again.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7 is being too narcissistic or self-absorbed.
I was never that.
I could see that being annoying because be nice. Like, ask the person about them. And
that's what I was going to go off of, like, ask questions, don't just be the person giving the answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like that is a communication thing, too, though.
It is.
Like, in certain situations, if the other person isn't asking you anything about yourself, like, obviously, you want to kind of inject a little bit of yourself into the conversation, so...
Yeah, to keep the conversation going, but I've also seen the conversations where they try to ask questions to get to know the person, and the other person is, like, short and sweet,
mm-hmm.
and you're like,
What
is going on here?
I had an instance like that, and it kind of combines the thing with presenting themselves. I'm not one to judge, but this girl came to the date, and we were at a relatively nice place to eat. Not too expensive, but she came in, and it basically was an ICP t-shirt.
I don't know exactly what t-shirt, but on that level.
I would have just trapdoored myself right out of there. I'd have dropped back out of my chair and slithered like a snail out of the place.
But I gave her a chance, mm-hmm. and then I asked her questions like, oh, where'd you go to school? Here.
Really?
What do you like to do? This. Okay. It was the worst.
Like one word answers?
Worst first date I was ever on in my entire life.
Huh. Did you pay for the meal?
Yeah.
He paid. Number six, a lack of intelligence. So if you say something dumb, your chances plummet.
Well,
I'm really sorry to everybody that I've ever known. I mean, I got nothing here.
Dumb's my middle name.
That's the thing. Like, I granted, I am Google's equal. However, I do also say a lot of stupid things.
What did the one before that say?
Thanks, Mickey.
What did that one before it say?
Narcissistic and self-absorbed.
Okay.
That wasn't narcissistic. That was me stating a recorded fact.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Go back and listen to previous episodes of our podcast. You'll hear it.
Okay.
It happened.
Uh-huh.
It's on the internet. Number five, swearing too much.
Me.
That feels like, did people in the Elden days, Kara, used to swear a lot more than they do nowadays, or swear a lot less?
They swore less.
Or did we just not notice it?
I think we just didn't care about it. All of a sudden, now it's a problem.
In the before time.
Think now it's a problem? I feel like now it's like people are more loosey-goosey with their words.
Before color TV, like people swore less, that's what you're saying?
No, they probably swore just as much, just like everything else happened just as much. We just did it in private.
You kept it in the household.
That's right.
Yeah, I only swore at home against my wife, who deserves it.
I mean, that's probably what happened.
Thanks, Bill Murray.
Number four, different views. So don't open with anything controversial like politics.
I agree.
I don't know. It seems to me weird that there's so much of an emphasis on a person's political views defining who they are nowadays anyway.
Yeah, yes. But why bring up something that's going to cause a fight?
Well, no, I agree. Yeah, but I just...
Bring up something dumb.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's what you do.
What if you bring up that you like dogs and they like cats and now it's opposing views and, oh, man, it's the worst thing ever.
They both like animals, though.
Yeah.
They don't see it that way.
That's like politics. You're this, you're that, but you both are talking about politics. Isn't that a common ground?
Well, one
also?
Would hope then, the way that I would hope that they would see it is, oh, well, we both like a spirited debate.
You would hope, but I feel like this, what we're reading right now, is not going down that path.
No.
Number three is a lack of exclusive interest.
Exclusive interest?
Like if you're hitting on them and their friends.
Well,
I assume this is like a public scenario where... Yeah.
So it's like basically whoever takes the bait.
Yeah, that's
go over to a group of girls. Hey, ladies,
cast a wide net. What's wrong with that?
You're playing the odds.
Yeah, it's the fisherman's oldest trick. You have to do it.
Yeah,
that or you're talking to one person for a little while. You get up to go get like a drink or a snack or something, and on your way back, you stop and maybe like catch
a snack. Where are you at that you're hitting on people that you're getting a drink or a snack? Hang on, I'm gonna get my chicken fingers. What the hell kind of establishment are you picking up
people at?
I don't
know how to date, okay? Leave me alone.
Yeah, but a bar, you don't walk over with a plate of chicken fingers anyways.
Well, no, it's like
you're
a bowl of peanuts or popcorn.
Thank you. What?
Well, I have not seen a bar do that.
Or Cracker Jacks. All right.
Well. The only bar that I see do that, like, they're the ones that invent the toothbrush, because otherwise it would be called the teeth brush.
Oh, wow. Speaking of that, number two is bad hygiene.
The yellow crusty teeth I told you about.
No deodorant. You don't want to.
Your hair's unkempt.
But you also don't want to overdo it. You don't want to over put on that cologne or that perfume.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that could be bad hygiene the other way.
Yeah, you're covering.
What are you hiding?
Yep.
Mickey, how do you feel about like stinky stuff? Like the cologne and things like that. Oh, yeah.
I hate cologne.
You hate it?
Hate it. If somebody wears too much, I want to be 20 feet in the other direction.
Mm-hmm. You've never used perfume yourself or anything like that?
Once in a great while, but it gives me a headache, so I'm not a fan of it.
Some of it can be really disgusting.
Yeah.
Kara, what are your thoughts on that?
I have perfume on today.
Well, I can't smell it.
Can you smell it? That's right, because I did it the right way.
Right, yeah. It's only for people.
It's only for me.
Yeah, you did it the right way.
Sit here and smell my wrist myself.
Number one is kind of vague, but it is listed as having a, quote, slimy approach.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you go over to them and you're using, like, really disgusting pickup lines or... Yeah.
I was going to say, sleazy pickup lines is on this list here.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the one I said...
Cheesy. That's not sleazy.
Yeah.
It rhymes, exactly. But it's different.
Correct.
Okay. Big time different.
Yeah.
I also had a comeback to one. If they denied it, you go up to them and be like, hey, did it hurt when you fell? And then the girl will go, oh, from heaven. Yeah, because look at your face. It's all banged up. You shoot them down. You always have a comeback.
You lift them up, and then you're ready to just Michael Jordan spike that basketball right back into their face.
That's right.
Not in my paint. This is my house.
You're going to ruin my pickup line? I'm going to ruin your day.
It also mentions you're just coming across like a scumbag.
Not so vague.
No.
Wow.
When's the last time you heard the word scumbag? What a great insult. You don't hear that one enough.
That's kind of on the level of dope.
Yeah.
Dope's a good one because it just...
Oh, I've always felt that dope is a great insult.
Yeah.
Especially when delivered with the right kind of oomph.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It has that sound. That's why it makes it great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the old school, like, kindergarten type insults, like dipstick. You can call somebody, that's a great insult. Knucklehead, that's a great one.
Yeah, dope, I'm just stuck on that.
Yep.
Yep isn't a good one.
She's like, I don't insult anybody.
I usually don't. I don't know, do I?
She reserves that for when she's at home. That's where all her swearing and
in private, like I said, I keep it private.
Yeah, against poor golfer.
In the black and white of my house.
Who just has to bear all of that punishment.
He cries a lot.
Well, that does it. Another episode of A Freak Accident in the books, specifically the best of A Freak Accident, coming to a close here. We really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this. And we really, really mean that because, again, like, this is the kind of show, it's not typical. So if you're new, you might be like, this is weird. Or if you've been around for a while, you might think that these are skippable. So if you did take the time to listen to this, we really, really appreciate it. And we would like to know what you think. If you liked what you heard, if you didn't like what you heard, send us an email and let us know, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Or you can hit us up on one of our social media sites, too. We're basically all over the place. Our website, though, like I've said before, is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And we've got the links to our social media there. You just click connect on the menu bar. You'll find all the links there. Very convenient. We've got a shop, so you can buy a t-shirt if you want to do that. You can also request free stickers, which is pretty cool. You just give us your address and we send them to you. I promise I won't send you any junk mail. Maybe my fingers were crossed. Maybe they weren't. You don't know. But we've also got every episode we've ever done, because if you're listening on like Spotify or Google Podcasts or something like that, you might get most of our episodes, a lot of the recent ones, but we've got more than 400 that we've done, and they're all available right there in the podcast section of afreakaccident.com. So make sure you go there. Make sure you subscribe so that way you won't miss when new episodes come back in the new year, and leave us a good review. That means a lot to us as well. So thank you again for listening to this best of episode. Again, this is the first of the last two episodes of the year that we take off for the holidays. So another best of next week, which we do hope you'll stick around for, and the new episodes returning come January. So thank you again for listening, and we will catch you soon for A Freak Accident. And on behalf of Lazy E, Mickey, and Kara, my name is Crisco, reminding you that you might think you have it all figured out, and then a freak accident happens. See ya, and happy holidays.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.